Heather Keeler is kind enough to join us. She is the DFL candidate for House District 4A, which is Moorhead and a little bit north of that on the border out in the northwest side of the state. She's kind enough to join us today to talk about her campaign as Democrat of the Day. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm pretty good. How are you?
All righty. You and Robert Pilot are all you are like a co-hosting at this point. You're a regular on this station now.
Yeah. You know, I will say that Native Roots Radio has just been phenomenal to me with the support and encouragement, but also just connecting with other leaders across not only the state but the region. And so, yeah, I have a lot of respect for Robert and his team, and also Ruth Buffalo for the support that they've given me in this process.
Native Roots Radio, if you've not listened to Robert and that crew, Native Roots Radio is sensational radio, period. It is sensational radio, period. You should be listening to that. Heather, let's get a little bit of background here. You've talked with Robert. This is my pleasure to chat with you for the first time directly. Why don't you explain who you are and why exactly you decided to run for 4A?
Sure. Well, I always say, and I like to start off, that I'm not a groomed politician. I actually kind of say that I'm a community activist turned political candidate because I grew up seeing and feeling policies and funding decisions really negatively impact me and my communities. I am an enrolled member of the Yankton Sioux Tribe, which is the Yankton Nation down in South Dakota with lineage to Eastern Shoshone. So there's that. And then I'm female and I'm part of the LGBTQ population. So you put those elements together, there's been a lot of decisions that have been made about me and my family that hasn't necessarily been positive. And so as I've done the work and advocacy, I've really had the opportunity to sit down in living rooms with people and hear the struggles that we're all going through. And when Ben Lean announced his retirement, mm-hmm. I was actually going to run for school board. And community members reached out to me and said, you know, it's really important that your voice is here. And I looked around at the other candidates and thought, you know what, our community deserves options, at least. We deserve options on who we want to be our voice. And so I announced at 3:30, the day of the caucus, and won the DFL endorsement, and then this week really did awesome in the primary, and so now here I am. It's really surreal, but I feel like I have amazing support and a fabulous team that's helping us through this journey.
What I love about your story is we have a long way to go in this country. Oh, Lord, do we have a long way to go. But the reality is that a candidate with that is eclectic as you, that represents so many diverse elements as you, is such a refreshing candidate. And it wasn't that long ago where it was, you know, generally white guy, white guy, white guy, white guy. And the fact that we are now actually seeing candidates who represent the people. Dear Lord, what a great concept that is. You represent the people. So we have a diverse collection of voices. I think that's just sensational that we have a candidate that is as diverse. And reality is I think we need a lot more candidates like you across the board, frankly.
Yeah, well, and the whole thing is I really believe in the seven generations. And I know that the people before me did a lot of work to get me where I'm at. But I want to create a space where the next generation and kids who either of our minority backgrounds, part of the LGBTQ population, or just part of a population that feels like they're unheard or unseen or unvalued to the greater population. I want to be an example that we belong here. Our voices are valid. Our experiences are real. And we need to be part of that decision making. I really cannot wait until the day that somebody like me runs and we're not this unique unicorn. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be nice when I'm just another candidate and not all these elements that we haven't seen at the table before. So hopefully we're creating a space where our next generations really step up and we start to see inclusive decision-making grow and grow.
The 4A, obviously, Moorhead, part of the Fargo metro area. Talk about some of the unique elements that you want to tackle, what you want to fight for 4A.
Yeah, I mean, I think the things for me that are really important, I'll say the overall view is I want inclusive decision making. So any conversation that we have, we need to have voices that are saying, are we sure this is actually having a positive impact on all of our populations and really inclusive. But I care a lot about education equity. In our district, 98% of our teachers are white. And so that just means we're not really having those conversations to learn about all elements of history, let alone being really inclusive in our curriculum. You know, affordable and inclusive housing here, because we're a border city, it's really easy for people to just move across the river. And in our community, our average rent is $839 a month, yet our average income only narrows down to $11 an hour. So, you know, you do the math, and that is really hard for people to be successful here. So just being the voice that, yes, we need to take care of greater Minnesota, but also we need to remember our border cities and why it's so important for us to be seen out here. So housing, quality health care for everybody. Growing up utilizing the IHS, I really saw what underfunded healthcare system can do to individuals, and we need to be healthy. I really, really care about protecting Mother Earth. I say my brother was blessed with the science brain. I was blessed with the mouth to say we're doing something wrong. And so I just really want to be vocal in making sure that we're making moves to protect Mother Earth. And so the small businesses here also really need to thrive. We're losing business here. People are closing down. They're moving to North Dakota just because taxes are different. And so really being sure that we come up with a creative way to grow and thrive and put Moorhead on the map for a place that people want to visit.
You also have the interesting element of growth, and Moorhead is a growing city. You have people that are moving into that area. When you talk about growth, you got to do it. You know, you have to have a good game plan there. What are some of the things as you see growth, whether it's roads, education, schools, healthcare, accessibility? What are some of the areas there that, as the community grows, as the city grows, you feel as if, you know what, we need to start addressing this in a more efficient manner, or else we're going to get overwhelmed because the city's not going to be able to handle it?
Right. Yeah, that's good. And a big thing that I believe in is collaboration and working with people who are already working on some of those efforts. And so I have a pretty good working relationship with our mayor. And there's been conversation about what does our tax structure look like and how, as a greater city, do we really need to evaluate that so that it's appealing for people to move here. But also, Moorhead is a very big community that's focused around higher education. You know, we have MSUM here. We have Minnesota Technical Community College. And we have Concordia. So just within our small community, we have three higher ed institutes that we've seen those cuts in the budget. And, I mean, we've had massive cuts here, which is then not only are we not growing, we're losing out on the potential of people wanting to stay. Because when you come to school here, that's why I came here, you fall in love with this community and you stay. Well, if we eliminate all of these programs and things within our higher ed system, we're losing the opportunity of people coming here and staying. And so I also think that we need to invest in some grant money to really support our small businesses here rather than just the tax credits. I think tax credits are great, but I think we need to help with those startup businesses, whether it's super small businesses like six or less people, Native-owned, minority-owned, New American-owned, veteran-owned, women-owned. We really need to invest in helping them get up and off the ground because we all know the first year of business is extremely hard anyways. And then investing in the arts. You know, I think if we really get back invested in, you know, having live music and different arts and theater going here in our community, that's always a nice way to grow because people feel like they enjoy living here. And then you get people to visit and then people actually look at the opportunity to move and stay here with their families.
You said earlier in this conversation, I'm not a groomed politician. You are possibly the best Democrat of the day I've had on so far.
No.
I mean, I'm not groomed. I'm not groomed. I'm seriously, I'm a mess. But, you know, my goodness, I love that answer. Just one thing I want to go back to, go back to the higher education point you just made. It's not just the point of you want to have strong schools, but it's the flip side of that coin. If your schools aren't good, if you're getting rid of departments, if you're getting rid of faculty, kids are going to go to college. They're just not going to go to college there. And as you describe, a good college environment creates growth with good jobs after they graduate. You don't want to see all those kids going to Minneapolis, St. Paul, or to Rochester, or Duluth, or to UND. You can keep them there in Moorhead. You have a lot of colleges. I think that that's the important element, because that's what really stimulates the growth. It's not just the fact that you have jobs. It's the fact that you are producing people, that their salaries that come with their jobs are generally much better paying jobs. And so you get that income, and it creates better growth.
Right. Oh, I agree. You know, when we look at our breakdown of our income in our community, 19% of our income is based around education. So you're right. That means we're not just losing out on the opportunity of students, but, you know, we're letting go of some really phenomenal faculty and staff. And then that's, you know, the income that's being lost in our community. And so they're moving out and leaving as well to go find other jobs. So, yeah, I think, you know, I say over and over that the voice that I've had for 20 years speaking up for the underserved population will be really valuable in St. Paul, because I feel like Moorhead tends to be the underserved population when it comes to Minnesota. And I'm not afraid to speak up. I'm not afraid to come to the table and make sure that we maybe add an element of support for border cities when we're looking at decision making on a state level.
Wow. You know, you're a fantastic candidate. I know, I can just tell you right now, 4A is going to be lucky when you are in St. Paul representing them, that's for sure. Heather Keeler, Democrat of the day. Once again, one of the big points here is we're trying to get money out of relatively safe metro area districts, volunteers out of relatively safe metro area districts. Head on up to Moorhead, head up to 4A, help out Heather by, you know, with the volunteer opportunities, making donations. Heather, your webpage, what is the address people should head to?
Yep, so it's heather4house.com, and it's the number 4. And that's the same hashtag that I have all over social media. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with that as well. And I do, in the virtual world, we're doing our best to make a virtual world personalized. And so we do a lot of phone banking right now. And what I can tell you is you can phone bank from anywhere in the state. So we are going to start hosting phone banks twice a week. And also we just have more mailers and more things that we're going to be sending out. So donations are very welcome. I do bring a unique voice to the table that I think will really benefit all of Minnesota. And so any support statewide is greatly, greatly appreciated.
Heather Keeler, House District 4A, Democrat of the day. Heather, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. We'll probably hear you on Robert's show here before too long as well. But thank you very much for the time to come on my show today.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. You have a good day.
My pleasure. Heather Keeler, Democrat of the day.